Welcome everybody back to Dom. That's true. Hot takes. Week number 5. Of course, I'm your host of the most true Steam Machine Steen. As always, I'm joined by the bomb.
Boom.
Owen Dom. Welcome to the bonus episode. If you're on the Patreon, you're getting this on
Happy Wednesday.
October 8th. Yes, Wednesday, because we had the Monday Night Football this week. And if you're not
a normie,
Happy Friday.
Happy Ending Friday.
Your week with this.
It is what, the 10th? No, obviously.
Yeah, not the 10th, right? You nailed it.
Oh, today's Tuesday. That's right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, your math's all crazy.
Yeah.
Well, welcome in. There's a couple ways you can see this episode before Friday. Again, always, you can subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/homedisaster.
For as little as a dollar.
Shout out the people that are over there. Ozzy, Skylar, Dylan, Aaron, and Mailbox Kansas City, currently open in the Iron District.
For just pennies a day.
You can help feed Owen.
Actually, though, it's like 4 pennies a day, man.
That's true. Well, it's still pennies a day. Technically, anything's pennies a day.
Yeah, I know, but like this is real. It's like 4 pennies a day. Would get you subscribed to the lowest tier of Dom. That's true for a whole year.
Yes. Yeah. True.
Pennies a day. Less. It's like 3.75 pennies.
That's right. You get this on Wednesday, or if you ever want to tune in live, twitch.tv/steammachine. You know, if you have Amazon Prime, you connect to that church account, you do get a free sub.
That gives it straight to Prime Truman.
Gaming. Yeah, it gives us money instead of Jeff Bezos just getting to keep it. Jeff Bezos.
He doesn't need any more money, bro.
That's right. That's right. Too much money.
But let's get right into it.
Okay. We've got plenty of hot takes this week. Again, we tried to put this out on Twitter, Instagram, and
Snapchat. Instagram's been working. I've got the first couple ones I had in a while.
You got a couple?
Yeah.
I thought you only had one.
You sent me one. I sent you the other one, right?
What was the other one?
From Cooper?
Yes.
And I sent you the one from... Oh, wait.
No.
The only one I got is from Cooper. Josh didn't send me any.
All right. Just making sure. All right. I've got a few from Snapchat, a few from Instagram, a few from...
Oh, don't show his full fucking name.
You screenshotted it?
Yeah. I thought you were going to fucking like minimize it or like draw over his fucking... I thought you were going to do something to take out his name.
Well, let me see if this will show it well.
Okay.
Okay. All right. This one comes from Cooper.
I didn't think...
Screenshot better, big dog.
I didn't know you were... I thought you were going to do a little bit of editing to it.
With the utmost seriousness, the Bengals make the playoffs and win the first round.
They do have a piss baby easy schedule.
Sure.
Here, let's look at... The Bengals are 2-3.
The Bengals did trade for Joe Flacco today.
And
by the
way, sent this to me before that trade, by the way.
Which
he
is
sent this to me in the morning.
Insane to say. That's a terrible pick before they traded for Joe Flacco.
I still think it's horrible. I don't like the take. But the Bengals schedule is piss baby easy. Their next three their next game is the Packers. They're going to lose.
Okay.
Then they have a very easy stretch for 4 games. They go Steelers, Jets,
loss.
Bears,
loss.
Wait, yes. Steelers, Jets, Bears, Steelers.
They could maybe steal one against the Bears or the Jets.
And then
they will lose to the Steelers twice. They will only win one of those.
And then they have a difficult schedule for the rest of the season. They go Pats, Ravens, Bills, Ravens, Dolphins, Cards, end the season with the Browns.
So what are they right now? They're 2-3?
Yeah.
I quite simply think they're going to lose 3 of the next 4, which puts them at 3-6.
Yeah.
And I think they can only win one more, and I don't think I only lose one.
I think
one
they can
more.
Maybe beat Dolphins or Cardinals even with Joe Burrow back.
I think they are cooked. I think that season's over.
Yeah, they can win if Joe Burrow gets back on December 14th and they win their final 4 games.
I'm willing to put this in D tier just because they traded for Flacco today, so maybe it gets better, but
I think they're a nailed on 8-9 again.
I think they're going
or
like
worse.
6-11.
I think their ceiling is 8-9.
At best. I think their ceiling 6 wins.
Yeah. Yeah. I also don't think it's a great take. I'm sorry, Cooper.
Bengals make playoffs and win first round.
Yeah.
Yes. If they make the playoffs, they can win the first round because it means Joe Burrow's back.
Yes. I also don't think the Bengals are going to be operating with any urgency on getting him back.
I don't think they should. I think they should.
I think... Trading for Joe Flacco shows that they think they might have a chance or they want to give themselves a better chance.
I think this season was going to be tough. I mean, and they've got a bad – it's still what I think Logan sent it to us, and I'd be remiss if I didn't add
they're still technically above the Chiefs right now in tiebreakers, which is hilarious.
Well, sure. The Bengals' remaining schedule is a combined 23-32-1, right? It's Packers who are 2-1-1, Steelers 3-1, Jets 0-5, Steelers 2-2, or Bears 2-2, Steelers again, Patriots who are 3-2, Ravens who are 1-4, Ravens who are 1-4, Dolphins who are 1-4. But they have the Browns on there who are 1-4, and they have the Ravens twice who are 1-4, which is doing a lot of that heavy lifting. I don't know, man. The Cardinals are a tougher game than you think. When Patriots are good.
When you have a horrible defense like the Bengals do, every game is hard.
Bengals have lost 3 games. I think you can only lose 4 more, and I think you can write the Bills in for an easy loss and 2 of those Steelers games in and the Packers in, then that's 4. Then you have to win every other game, and I think you lose one to either the Jets, the Bears, the Dolphins, the Cardinals, or the Browns. And so I think it's over.
Yeah.
Maybe you could go 8-9, but I think the ceiling is 6-11.
Tough scene,
to be honest with you. All right, moving on. Sorry. That's brutal for me, and I'm sorry. I don't know you that well, so that's I feel bad being tough on you. All right.
Okay, you can move it back down.
Okay, yeah, because I know how to fucking crop my stuff. Okay. There's a couple things here. Joe Jonas is hot AF. Which one's Joe?
Joe is the older one.
I think so.
No, right? Absolutely. Joe Jonas is the oldest one.
Is Joe the one that was married to...
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Joe Jonas is, yeah, attractive. I think Kevin is the... Because what are the 3 Jonas brothers?
Nick, Joe, Kevin.
I think Kevin's the ugliest.
Yes.
I think Nick's probably the hottest one.
Yes, probably.
Joe is a second place.
Joe is growing on people, apparently.
Nick Jonas has a solo album he is secretly waiting to release. Maybe. You want to put that on the hot takes?
No.
No, I don't think we can. I'm sorry. I don't think we can rate anything. Ask me about my sleuthing and theories. Okay. I didn't. That's my bad. Also, he is hot AF. Oh, well, we did mention that. Okay. And tonight's show. Jonas Brothers are in Kansas City tonight.
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, that's big. That's big. If Pat Mahomes goes to the show, the Chiefs will win the Super Bowl. Look it up. There's a Joe Bros Chiefs Super Bowl theory.
That's the one we're rating. That's the take.
Well, I think we're just going to look this up. Chiefs Jonas Brothers theory.
What?
The Jonas Blessing concept, which suggests that sports stars who attend a concert, a Jonas Brothers concert, such as Kansas City quarterbacks Patrick Mahomes, go on to win championships. Nick Jonas highlighted that Mahomes attended a show in Kansas City in September 2019, later won the Super Bowl a few months later. Interesting. Cody Bellinger has done it. Lewis Hamilton has done it. Interesting. So what you're saying...
From Facebook. Oh.
This all came up... It sounds like they had a good 2019 where a lot of stars went and saw them and those guys went on to win championships, but what I'm hearing is that Mahomes better be that fucking show. Fucking do that. Although, man, flying back from Jacksonville, probably getting in at like 3 a.m. last night.
With 3 kids. Lose, with 3 hard. Kids.
And you have a game on Sunday? Sunday night?
Sunday. Sunday night, 7:20 p.m.
Fuck, dude. I miss noon kickoffs. this one comes from a totally anonymous source. Because I asked who has it worse than the K-State Chiefs fans, and he said Tottenham fans.
Not true.
This comes from an anonymous. It could be
we anybody. Are fresh off a trophy win. We're in the Champions League, and we won for the first time in 7 seasons before the international break. We're 3rd place right now in the league. We do not have it bad at the moment.
Almost lost to the worst team in the league. So
which team?
I mean, you tied. You tied the Wolves. So
Wolves? Yeah, that was tough.
That was bad. So.
Don't care. We beat Leeds.
Tanner asked, is pee stored in the balls?
Not a take.
Owen, is pee stored in
of
the
course.
Balls?
Of course. Obviously.
As a scientist?
What a dumb question.
As a scientist, Owen?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay. Just.
What else is in there? Hello?
Poop?
No.
No, not the balls.
No.
Maybe your balls. Whoa.
Whoa.
Because you got that slow-ass sperm. Race me, bro. Race me. Okay. Sperm race me. All right. Guess that was before the show started. People won't get that reference. Me and Owen were watching a TikTok about sperm racing.
Apparently people are doing that.
People are sperm racing right now. I say the Chiefs win a Super Bowl. Me and Owen need to sperm race.
Patreon content only.
I'm going to be all over you. Just two guys
hope not.
Jerking off, standing across from each other.
That's not what it is, Truman.
Oh, then I don't want it.
Please move on. Please. That's not.
My spermatozoa would kick your
ass. Okay.
Next one comes from Tyler. Says, need a breakdown from our fantasy game on Dom. That's true.
Did Tyler beat you on the final day, Truman?
No. Tyler has the worst team in the league. Hold on. I'll bring it up. I'll bring this up. I'm fucking...
Are you irate?
I'm just... I've had just the worst run on... Let me... This is... I've got a good team, which is pissing me off.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you are.
Squidward.
Start I have in your butt, twin. Right. Mr. Krabs, I have an idea.
Thank you, Owen. Okay.
Yeah, I can really see that. Wow. All those players.
What about now?
What about now, Benson? I'm not saying you're cool.
What about now?
What about now? Damn, did you start those guys at 0.0?
Shut up. Oh. Okay.
My Chuba extended.
He doesn't even have Chuba. Honestly, that's a pet peeve of mine, is when people pick team names and you don't even have the players.
Are you saying that I need to have Stephon Diggs in order for me to have my name be like starting Diggs and Yo Butt Twin?
Yes.
But
my team name is called Smoking Darts in the Hamptons.
You have Jackson Dart and Amarian Hampton?
I do. My picture is Justin Herbert with Jackson Dart in his mouth on fire. In the background is Omarion Hampton zoomed in.
Wow.
That's how seriously I take fantasy.
Wow. Football. I made my team name in the height of Start Digging in Your Butt Twin, so I will not elaborate further.
For the record, the reason I want to break this down, Tyler was projected for 121 points this week. I was projected for 135. Tyler scored 194 points.
Hey, yeah, that must be weird. Someone going way over their evaluated score, Truman.
I scored over my over.
Perhaps 40 points maybe over their projection.
I've scored the third most points in this league, and I'm tied for last in a 12-person league. You have bad teams. You drafted players who got hurt and have bad teams.
No, I did not. I had Drake London for fucking 4 points. I had Ladd Mahonkey. And I traded him to you, and then he had a good game for his first time this season.
Yes. You got antsy. You traded away somebody in week 5.
He's dog shit. He's the reason I've been doing poorly, Truman.
He started Kendrick Bourne. Do you know what percentage of players on ESPN started Kendrick Bourne this week, Owen?
Like 2.
4%.
And he got 36 points, right?
You got 24.2. He's projected for 9. That was how the week started.
Yeah, I just can't be asked to hear complaining about fantasy right now, Truman.
Do you know who he started in his flex?
Who?
He started a tight end. He started Jake Ferguson in his flex.
12 points?
24 points.
Damn.
And Sam LaPorta went for like another 28. It just fucking, it pisses me off, dude.
This is a super flex league?
Yes.
Ew.
It's a super flex with a normal flex.
Disgusting. I don't care. Super flexes are gross. Just have 2 quarterbacks. No one's ever going to put anything but a quarterback in the super flex. Just have a 2 quarterback league.
It was also like, he caught me on my bye week. But I don't know. I'm also just going to be, I'm also just kind of waiting until Rashee Rice is back in this league. Again, another league where I'm just waiting for Rashee Rice to be back. God damn it, dude.
True, I simply just don't want to hear it, man. I have had almost all of my players underperform every week in the hot dog league. I just don't want to hear it.
That's because you've picked bad players.
That's not true. I picked Jaden Daniels, never had injuries in his career, got injured. Zay Flowers and Drake London.
Zay Flowers is a terrible pick.
Drake London got 5.9 against Minnesota and 10.5 against Carolina.
Drake London has janitors throwing him the football. You should know that.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, let's look at Owen's team. C.J. Stroud, ass. Jonathan Taylor, good. That's a good pick. Rashad White.
Jonathan Taylor. I do not have Jonathan Taylor.
Oh, sorry. I'm looking at my team. Sorry. I had to start C.J. Stroud because Lamar Jackson was hurt. That's my bad. Jared Goff.
Yeah, I started him over Caleb Williams because Caleb Williams is on a fucking bye week.
Your options are Caleb Williams or Jared Goff?
Or Jaden Daniels. But Jaden Daniels was coming off an injury.
You started Woody Marks this week.
Yes, over Travion Henderson, who's been getting 4.0 points per game. Woody Marks got 40 points last game. Guess how many points he got this week?
It was a blowout. He played so much because it was a blowout.
Yeah. He was projected for 12. What did he get, Truman?
2. Because I knew not to start Woody Marks. I knew that Nick Chubb still
so we don't start players off of projections anymore? Just
no,
just...
not off of pure projections, no.
Sure.
Xavier Worthy? Not bad. That's fine. Khalil Shakir?
Fine.
Travis Kelce?
Good.
This week he was fine. Trey Tucker?
Fine.
Listen, you're hoping for a home run. Colts defense?
Fine.
Probably did fine, yeah. Matt Prater? Fine. And then a punter.
I was good to beat almost everybody in this league. There were three matchups that I would have just straight up beat both teams. But that's not enough to get a point in this league.
Well, Owen, that's weird because so in this league, you have to play against the average.
Yes.
You have to play against the median team.
I did not beat the median, Truman, by 1.0 points.
Well, you haven't done it at all this year.
Yes, I'm aware.
Okay.
All of my players have been hurt. When your third round pick, Xavier Worthy, gets hurt week 2, Truman, that's what happens.
It just seems very interesting.
And when Jaden Daniels gets hurt, Truman, that's what happens.
Xavier Worthy in the second round. What?
I said third.
I thought you said second round.
No.
Ugh, but that's the breakdown. There you go.
Everyone's been underperforming. It's fine.
Sounds like
that's what's been happening.
They're about right performing. Okay, here we go. Next one comes from old effing fat boy. It's time to see if another team wants Chris Jones.
No. F tier.
I'm willing to put it in D tier. He's much like if this was Harrison Butker, I would push it to C or B tier.
Put it in D tier.
He's very, very, very chill episode of it. Can't wait to watch it all back. Yes.
Put it in D tier. We're not ever trading Chris Jones. He's going to retire a Chief. The Chiefs are going to cut him and eat contract before he plays for any other team. Chris Jones also really isn't the problem. We talked about this on the show on Don That's True. The problem is we have a league worst defensive line outside of Chris Jones.
Yeah, he's just not generating pressures like he used to.
He's getting double teamed.
He's
every
also
play
like
because the other
60th
guys.
Ranked defensive tackle on Pro Football Focus.
Well, he can't do anything about it. So his double team rate's the highest in the league.
But still, his rating, Pro Football Focus knows that.
Yeah. I'm sure it does.
They've rated him highly in years past. He's dropping down a lot more.
Yeah, because now...
You're burying your head in the sand about Chris Jones.
Listen,
Jones has been bad. Same like Harrison Butker has been bad.
Sure, he has been performing worse. But also, the other guys are like league-worst players. Omenihu does not make a roster.
Cool. That's not
Mike true. Dana genuinely does not make another roster.
Mike Dana might not, yes. We shouldn't have paid Mike Dana. I don't know why. I didn't like it when we paid Mike Dana. I don't know why we paid Mike Dana.
We gave him a one-year nothing deal. We didn't really
pay
him.
I thought we paid him like 3 years.
I don't think we did.
Hold on. Let me look real quick. What's the
If Mike we Dana did, I'm going to crash out because he's a horrible player. He's a stopgap guy.
We signed Mike Dana to a 3 years, $24 million.
Holy shit.
Only $8 million. That's not bad. And it looks like we have an out after this year. But
cool, because we're going to be taking it.
We better be taking it.
He's a league worst player.
Yeah, he's been not incredible.
He has one pressure all year and like nothing else.
Yeah, if we cut him, how much is it in dead cap this year?
That's hopefully $16
million. Spotrac, a lot harder to use on the...
On the mobile.
Yeah, fucking Christ. What the fuck? Okay. Dead cap is $2 million, yeah, if we cut him next year. So, yeah, I'm almost positive he's going to get cut.
He better.
But this is simply like we redid the O-line a couple years back. We need to cut bait and redo the D-line a little bit. Maybe you keep Chris Jones. Yeah, I mean, you have to keep Chris Jones. That's also the other answer about Chris Jones and Harrison Butker. Neither of them is the cut year this year. The cut year is 2026 after.
Yeah.
After
so,
the 2026.
Yeah, so trading Chris Jones is a D-tier take, I fear.
And nobody's going to take that contract
with what we've seen. Yes, he's the highest paid in the league. So
if you're mad about Chris Jones' performance and that's why you want him traded, nobody is going to trade for him. It's the issue with a lot of these things.
I understand the anger, though. Pretty infuriating final play of the Jaguars offense.
Yeah, and he's looked like that on a few plays this year.
Yeah.
And, like, probably cost us the Chargers game.
Yeah, when he broke contain.
Right. So, just
very, just frustrating right now.
This defense is frustrating right now. A couple things from Logan that I want to rate on here. Jake Browning better than Patrick Mahomes via transitive property.
Technically, that's true. We're putting it in the F tier. Do not just put silliness on my timeline, please.
A tier rage bait. F tier take, A tier rage bait. Browning greater than Mahomes.
He said B for Bengals. Get out of here.
I like that.
Just shows he watches the show, if that's what he's saying. Just shows he watches the show.
Yep. Oh, that's the wrong one. Sorry. Let me bring it back up. Bengals should punt 1 year.
Punt on the year.
Punt on the year. Let Joe get the entire season and offseason to heal and trade assets for known defensive talents like Quinn Williams on sellers at the deadline to prep for next year.
S-tier take.
S-tier take, yes, absolutely.
I think
you.
There is just one thing that that NFL teams have started doing that more teams need to do, and that's punt on the year. Look what's happened to the Steelers because of it. They're depleted at so many positions because they push for that playoffs, but their team's not good enough to go past the wild card. Even with the trade, I still think...
I'm also not sure,
I mean,
if the Bengals have assets worth trading. Any of the assets worth trading were worth trading last year, like T. Higgins. I don't know if I'd sell picks now. I think you need picks to cheaply rebuild your defense. That would be my answer for that.
I still think the Bengals should find a way to punt on the year.
Yes. We could draft.
Yeah, but what players are you trading? You're not trading T. You're not trading Jamar. You're not trading Joe.
Oh, you can't draft. They're saying that they can't draft.
Gotcha. Oh, okay.
That is fair also. But you did draft Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and Joe Burrow.
And Trey Hendrickson.
If you trade these players, yeah, you should have traded Trey Hendrickson. Quite simply.
Hey, I know a team that needs a defensive end.
Mr. Krabs,
I
have an idea.
I know a team that really needs a defensive end really bad. Oh, we got you from the Saints?
Oh, that is true. They didn't draft Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, okay. Well, my bad. All my Bengals knowledge. I have a team you should send him to.
Third round pick?
I have a team.
Third round pick? How would a third round pick for Trey Hendrickson
How about
sound?
A second? How about a second round pick, man?
Ooh, we'd spice it up. We'd spice it up just a little bit.
Second round pick and Mike Dana.
What did we get? Wait, what did we get for Joe Tooney? Third round pick?
Third round pick.
Ah, come on. Come on. Take a Joe Tooney third round pick.
I know a team.
No. He's too old. You know that.
I just need a third round pick. I just know a team pick that needs a defensive end really badly.
Mr. Krabs. That's what we... That's I crazy. Want Trey Hendrickson.
Truman.
I want Trey Hendrickson. Truman. I want
you
Trey Hendrickson.
You can beat the drum all you want. There is a 0.0% chance the Bengals perform a trade.
I would love to see the crash out from Who Days Him if they traded.
He would go insane.
I would love to hear the flip, the sonic boom of how fast he would flip flop on Trey Hendrickson to being ass would be heard for miles.
Logan is rage typing while one handed petting cat. You gotta respect the grind.
Yep. But that's to your take that the Bengals should just cut bait on season.
So he says, AFC is bad this year, so you'll still win the division and make the Super Bowl. Talking about the Chiefs here.
Yep.
Bengals should not trade for Jameis Winston because high touchdowns and high interceptions is already what Jake Browning does, and we have him contractually tied up. Great news, you did not.
We won't rate the Jameis Winston take because you didn't trade for him.
You traded for Joe Flacco.
Yeah, good news.
Veteran leadership is clearly what the Bengals was going here. You need someone to go down with the ship, but make it not horrible.
We will rate your take on Chiefs still win division and Super Bowl.
Oh, it's tough. It's definitely doable. It's the Chargers and the Broncos, and I believe that just the experience that the Chiefs have is enough.
Maybe Chiefs still win division. I'd put in A tier.
I have already bet the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. I might go back in. It's at plus 900.
It's plus 1,500 at least.
On MGM, it's plus – on Bet365, it's plus 900 right now. The Chiefs are the fifth highest odds.
There's no way.
Straight up.
Because I got at plus 1,400, and they're offering me less money than my cash out.
I'm just telling you that I think the bettors saw what we saw.
Oh, make Super Bowl. Chiefs make Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I'm still going to put that at C tier. No,
B tier. Chiefs make Super Bowl, B tier. I'm concerned. But Vegas, after the Jaguars' performance, seems to think that the Chiefs look back to normal, and that game was fluky.
They're still fine on the Chiefs. And we should all take from Vegas and still be fine on the Chiefs. They're fine. What really the biggest thing that sucks about this weekend is that the Chiefs got gifted a game by the Bills and gifted a game by the Chargers, and they just threw it away.
Yeah.
That sucks.
You could make up ground because both those teams lost.
And as hilarious as it is to have the Eagles lose to the Broncos, I would much rather the Broncos lose.
Yeah, I guess.
As much as I hate the Eagles, I don't really care about them that much.
True.
Not enough to root against a division rival.
Yeah.
There are some people that would tell you otherwise.
That game was a double positive. Whoever won that game, I'd be happy.
Yeah. Next one comes from Vincent. Notice the tweets. Bengals scored 24 points. Is an improvement, and I'm proud of them.
That is true.
I don't know. I think we're just going to react to this.
I don't know. That's not really a take.
Yeah. Yeah, be proud of them. That's the nice Bengals bite right there.
Got it in anyway.
Yep. Chiefs threw on purpose for Trevor Lawrence's birthday.
Once again, not really a take.
S-tier take.
Well, that is my
actually
take.
B-tier for birthday.
That is a take, so put that in the B-tier. We can rate that.
Oh, sorry. Now I'm all over the place. Where are we at? Yeah, sorry.
We can put that one on the board.
That's fair. Throw it in B tier for birthday.
The Chiefs threw on purpose. Birthday tier.
On purpose for Trevor Lawrence birthday.
B for bullshit game.
B for Bo Ref Ball.
B for Befuck.
Bo Ref Show.
Bo Ref Show. B for
Bo Welcome to the Ref Show.
B for...
2-3 boys, yeah.
B for so Bookmark, because I bookmarked
a whole bunch of... Below the Bengals in the standings, yes.
B for Bookmark, because I bookmarked a whole bunch of Jacksonville fan tweets, and I will be revisiting them.
Will not engage with Rage Bait. Chiefs are 2-0. On weekends when I ask if QB is hot or not, should I bring it back?
I should bring it back.
Absolutely, yes.
Not a take, but yes.
We kind of did it ourselves. We kind of took upon ourselves to do it and give you that Joe Jonas hot, Nick Jonas hotter.
Kevin Jonas
kind of an uggo. No uglies on this show.
That's crazy.
Uggo's out.
Just found out I'm chopped.
Kevin Jonas, you are chopped and unk. Get out.
Wild.
Chiefs need to sign a defensive end post-haste.
Great take.
What does post-haste mean?
Just quickly.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yes. Great take. Super handsome guy, I think.
I'm going to put in D for defensive end.
No, we need to. So badly.
Yeah, I'm going to put it in A tier.
Thank you.
I don't know. I don't know what fixes this defense.
Trey Hendrickson.
Could you imagine?
No, I cannot. There's no Truman, I'm telling you. By the way, hilarious to see Orlando Brown Jr. performing very horribly.
He's done a little bit better since he switched his snap. He's just slow. He's always been slow. You can always beat him around the edge on a quick
if rush, Joe Flacco like beats rush. The Packers again and you guys drop again on Sunday, we'll be turning it up. He's talking about rage baiting Truman and me more.
You just missed us talking about what we thought the Bengals ceiling was.
If Joe Flacco beats the Packers, I will lose my mind.
Yes. And then we lose. If we throw another fucking pick six
to lose
to the Lions.
Remember that we were controlling that entire game again in 2023 against the Lions. Controlled the whole thing.
And we controlled the game against Jacksonville until we threw that pick six. So fine. Did we lose to Jacksonville? No, we beat them last time, right?
Yes, we beat them 17-9 in the ugliest game ever.
Did you go through the schedule in the segment? We did.
We did.
All right, last one comes from Tim. Says you can recover from 2-3, but not from 0-10.
I do not know what he could possibly be talking about.
Nice podcasting. Thank you. Thank you. Owen, what do you think?
I'm going to come back. I'm telling you right now. There's a plethora of bad teams. There's 2-3-7 teams in this league. The door's wide open. I have 1-2-0 week, and someone loses, sure, goes an 0-2 week, and I'm one game back. All I need to do is not be last, baby.
I don't love your odds.
I have Jahmyr Gibbs.
I think your team is chopped and unk.
My team is not chopped or unk.
I'm going to put this S tier. You know what? I'm going to put it in B tier.
We regrade all of these. Feel free to put it in S.
Okay. I think that's fair.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going for the longer look, so it's going to be a middle part for a while before I go all the way back. Nope. I have a real stylist. Shelby did help me choose. Fucking, of course, Tim joins in for the 0-10 joke in chat. Diabolical.
Hasn't chatted in. What is this? Is this a new chatter?
Fucking diabolical. But no, my girlfriend did not do it for me. She did help me choose the hairstyle. But yeah, growing it out. Going with the long locks.
Hilarious to see the 0-10 comment from Tim.
Just diabolic. He's been lurking this whole episode.
I love that. I love
you
that.
You know he's had this shit on in his second or third monitor. He's probably giggling like a little kid right now. I fucking hate this guy.
Tim's got that shit on.
I fucking hate this guy so much. He's so good at rage baiting me. Fuck this guy.
I got good news, Owen. That's what we're going to end the episode on. That was the last take, was the rage bait.
8.2 incoming next year. Fucking dickhead. This fucking coward who dodged the punishment because he's a baby back bitch is actually talking shit to me. Insane. Had to define the rule because this fucking loser wouldn't accept that he lost.
Any way that you actually get through 9 dogs? I think we're going to find out.
Yes. If I don't eat an 800 calorie breakfast, drink 6 beers, and then eat Taco Bell and get a Baja Blast freeze, remember, I think I'm fine. Well, once again, those dogs were fucking big, man. I'll stand by that.
I will not. I ate half of one of them for him. The bottom half specifically.
I might just go for 7 as a fuck you to the league.
All right.
I might hit 5 as a fuck you to the league.
I have to use the bathroom, so we need to end this episode. I appreciate everybody for hanging out. Thank you, Logan, for hanging out in chat. Thank you, Tim, for hanging out in chat. Thank you to everybody for the hot takes. Thank you. Was it Connor?
No. Cooper.
Cooper. Brianna. Vincent, Logan, Noah, trying to think of anybody else off the top of my head. Tim, obviously. Tyler.
Fucking Tim.
Did I get Allison?
Allison.
Did I get everybody?
Vincent.
Logan. I already said Logan, I think. Well, I think Logan for hanging out in chat. I think that's it.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Again,
see you next week.
If you want to get these episodes, if you're listening to it on a Friday, if you want to get it on Wednesday or Tuesday.
Cletus.
Yes. Thank you, Cletus. If you want to get it on Tuesdays, you can subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/showdisaster. Shout out Joe, still shout out Joe, I guess. Aaron, Skylar, Dylan, Ozzy, and Balboa, Kansas City, currently still open in the Iron District. We appreciate all the patrons over there. And if not, it's fine. It comes out on Friday. Please like, comment, subscribe, comment your hot take. If you have something happen to you on NFL Sunday, you just want to comment on any of our videos, your hot takes, we will find them. No worries. We appreciate you guys. Thank you. We will see you next week. Bye.
A 100%.